Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
What's it called?
Number 367 of The Geeks Are Wired. On this show, we talk about video games, TV shows, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. You can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You may call us at 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK. And if you would like to support us on Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/geeksarewired. If you do so, you can get the podcast early, as well as gain access to the Discords, specifically our Discord channel. You already had access to the Discords.
It's a free service.
It is a free service.
A free chat service.
This just gives you premium access to other channels that are hidden.
With the Geeks Are Wired.
Yes, the Geeks Are Wired.
And this week.
This week. I was about to say that. We have me, Anthony, and we also have a Bill.
A Bill?
A Bill.
Just a Bill.
Just a Bill.
Okay.
The Bill. The Bill. We have a Sarah.
Hello.
And we have an Anna.
Hi.
And that's all.
Yay. And we have the computer.
We also have the computer, if you want to call it that. We also have his water bottle. And we also have my water bottle, extra pair of headphones.
The
and
table.
An extra microphone and the table.
The wall. The
and
room.
All the chairs, the walls.
The Bill's podcast room.
My headphones. My
it's
other
got
headphones.
Weird really fast.
It's and his headphones.
Podcast room. He's very good at explaining all the visuals to the listeners.
We also have this broken paperclip that I had from last week. That
it's not broken. It'll totally push out.
This will not hold any paper.
I didn't say it was. Remember, we already talked about this. Paper clips are worthless for clipping papers. They're only good for popping out your SIM cards.
Yeah,
they're
good SIM card tools. Got it.
Your CD tray.
I use paper clips all the time for school.
Okay,
they're worthless.
So when you have a book that's unbound and you only have to read one chapter, I take that chapter out, paper clip it, and take it to class.
Ooh,
you destroy the book?
No. They sell them now.
They sell
unbound,
them like that.
Cheaper
for it to be cheaper, quote unquote.
No, it is cheaper.
It's still $100.
But not $300.
It was only three chapters.
I'd rather pay $100 than $300 if I
know,
I have to pay
but
something. Most of the time I try to find the PDF online. Well, I mean, I try to have someone at work who's smarter than me with computers find it online.
All right,
but
pirate.
Listen, I already pay a lot of money to go to school. I can do that. It's expensive.
I don't care. For textbooks, I have absolutely no cares about that. They should not be that expensive.
Have you ever done a Kindle version of a textbook? Or
I have two right now that are on Kindle.
Are they the rental ones or are they the purchased?
I had to purchase one and then one is rented, but I did it through Smile, which I just discovered. Do you guys know about that?
No.
So
I think I've vaguely heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
So if you do smile.amazon, then you can pick a charity that a percentage of your purchases go to help with that charity. And somebody that we work with, their daughter has something. And so
nice.
I decided everything that I purchase is going to go to that charity.
That. Okay.
So yeah, I'm like, oh.
See, what I learned is international editions.
Ah.
They're not technically supposed to be sold in the U.S., but you can easily get them shipped here and they're easily a quarter the cost.
And as long as you don't
America.
Need the online version of the stuff, because that's how they stop you from buying the used books now. Then you're good.
Yeah,
we started off with a rant, but I think lot of people will agree with us. What?
Your phone was released today.
Huh?
The light too.
Oh, that phone. I was
it's
like,
cute.
The iPhone. It's 6 days before that.
No, the light.
Okay.
Not the eye.
The light.
So it's a little.
What is this?
It's a little e-reader phone.
How much is this?
It has a little.
It's tiny. It's like the size of a credit card.
It's cute.
Yes.
Aww. I kind of want to get it for my daughter.
About 7 to 10 days on standby.
How much? Oh, $350. That's kind of still a lot of money for how big it is.
Yeah.
For you mean small?
Is, that's what I meant to say.
Can you limit what access it has to the internet and stuff?
It has lots of limits on its own existence.
Is it an Android phone or is
not
it just
intended.
Its own thing?
It does not have anything special with it.
I know, but
it's steps above a standard shell phone.
So it's a feature phone.
Like a step above.
Well, is it an Android phone? Because if it's not, then yeah, it's a feature phone.
Well, okay, we'll call it a feature phone. Because it has the Lite OS.
Phone, alarm, music, then yeah,
it would be a
calculator.
Not to be
notes.
Confused.
What's the battery life like?
They said 7 to 10 days on standby.
Oh, on standby?
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant
my
that
phone is
you
like that too.
It for
my phone,
to
it could, you could get 7 to 10 days on standby.
Really?
You could probably get at least close to a week.
Really?
My iPhone 4 can.
Yeah.
And it's that battery's well past its prime.
Okay.
It's adorable.
It isn't adorable.
If they had them in pink.
You could easily paint it. You can. You can paint anything.
You can
you
get
could
plan.
Paint, yeah.
$30 a month.
Plans? Oh, they have plans on
it? Oh, can you not just buy the phone?
Oh, yeah, you can just buy the phone, probably drop in any SIM. Or you can have their tailored one. Tailored plan.
Streamlined.
Is it just a tiny phone?
It's about the size of a credit card.
Yeah, that's not very big.
That's pretty tiny.
What I'm services like... does it use?
It gets you talk and text.
Oh, I know. I was just wondering, like, what cell service? Because I know they're not using their own.
Oh, AT&T.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine tapping on something the size of a credit card.
I'm like, intrigued by it still, though.
To make it work.
Just because, like, I don't know.
The plan
phones
is
are
to
distracting.
Go light. Yeah. We're on them all the time.
So this has a lot of less crazy things.
Yeah.
If they only can create apps so you could, you know.
What did you used to call the one person who used to be on this podcast? A Luddite?
Yeah, Luddite.
Yeah, you could be a Luddite again.
Mm-hmm. And you can still take it to any major carrier.
Oh. So if you purchase it for the $350, then you can just take it anywhere.
Yeah, but yeah. If you're just doing text and calls, you probably... any of them would really work.
Yeah.
Do you know if it has a camera on it?
It
doesn't look like it.
I was looking at that. And where'd it go? What it had was... there we go. It has a light sensor.
Ooh. Probably for the backlight. Ambient.
Well, that's the front of the phone. So,
it's probably for a backlight. Backlight on the screen.
Does it have...
oh, yeah.
I'd imagine it does. Otherwise, I have no reason why it'd have a light sensor.
Yes, you're right. That makes sense. It has a microphone.
And then it has a... like, so you could actually put a SIM in it then?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't imagine... I don't know why it has that big of a chin.
Or the forehead, or whatever it's called.
The forehead I can kind of see just because there's a speaker up there.
Really?
It makes more sense than that.
Why?
Okay, you're right.
Explain to me.
Just because, like, at least this on the headphone part up here, not headphone part, the speaker, it takes up space. There's nothing here.
A microphone doesn't take up space?
There's a micro USB and microphone.
I meant on the face of the thing.
There's a micro USB and a microphone.
On the bottom of it, like underneath it.
You can't.
It's not on the face of
the
bezel.
You can't put the screen over those things because they're so thick. We're talking
honestly
about
with how
look
yeah.
how cute it looks, Anna.
Made.
It does say that the screen is so small that you can only text in landscape mode.
There you go.
This is like the perfect.
I
phone.
Might just buy this just for fun.
I want to get it for my daughter for sure because she spends way too much time on YouTube watching weird things.
The back of the phone has three dots.
Ellipses.
What are they for?
No, it's kebab.
No, what?
What?
Do you know the three lines?
That's not the official term for it. That's
they're called
term.
A hamburger. The three lines when you see the
like
menu.
Like on a menu, like for a phone menu.
Okay.
But the three dots, I've heard that they're called a kebab.
What can I go to that has that?
Okay.
Does TV Time have that?
The kebab?
No, but I can
or the hamburger.
On the phone and show you.
It makes sense.
I'll pull it up. Oh, it doesn't have it.
It's called a hamburger menu. Look at that.
Ah,
see?
I see.
Or the hamburger
it
button.
Does.
But the kebab isn't an official term. That's kebab. Just what he likes to call it.
Yes. Kebab. So what are the three dots that are vertical and not
I don't
horizontal?
Know.
Are they also called a kebab?
I call it a kebab. I don't know what anyone else calls it, but
kebab
I don't even know what the official term is. But this is a hamburger.
Well, the
no,
official
it's called
term would
ellipses.
Be an ellipses, yeah.
The kebab.
Whatever.
Okay, anyways, what is the kebab for on the back of it?
Wait, hold on. I want to say what I wanted to say.
Okay.
So in college, a week ago, because I'm in college, our teacher had us write our names on like a little name thing. We had to fold, oh my gosh, on a piece of paper. We had to fold it. And I was like looking around trying to tell like how people were folding their paper because we had to write our name on it. Mm. And I like lean over to the guy to the left of me. I'm like, hamburger or hot dog? And he's like, hot dog. And I was, you know what I'm talking about? Did you guys do that in elementary school?
Yeah.
Anyway, in college. So I still use that knowledge. Thank you, Mrs. Rush.
I completely forgot about that. But yeah, that was a thing.
But that made me think of that.
That's I've actually never done that.
You haven't?
What about the, did they have a special name for when you fold it in three pieces?
A kebab. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I don't think they have a special name for it. Dang. But I just thought it was interesting that my teacher was like, you'll do this your whole life. And then I used it in college. So thank you. Again, this is
I mean, the only time I use that knowledge is when I'm making paper airplanes. It's because you fold it at like a hot dog. For the most glorious paper airplane design, at least.
I'm scrolling through the
Yeah, no, you're not symbols. Going back to the phones so I can figure out what that's for. I gotta know.
Kebabs. Making kebabs.
That is not... this thing probably wouldn't even get close
Isn't
to
Isn't it just a speaker?
Oh, that might be it.
I think that's just lights.
Lights for what?
The
a flashlight.
No, the back of your phone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, flashlight. Yeah, it was like, I was thinking camera.
Oh, maybe.
They don't really say what it is.
It doesn't look like it would be a flashlight. They just look like three holes.
Maybe it's a speaker?
Oh, man. My theme of not impulse buying is going downhill real fast now.
Why can't you flip it?
Flip it.
Like, flip the picture.
Nope, nothing.
We all just had a stroke.
So what happens when you click the middle button and you just go flying out. You can get in black and
phone
white.
For humans.
How it works. Go to how it works, please.
How does it work?
Scroll.
Down. Yeah. Okay. Now.
And hit the play button.
Oh, that's a
video. This seems like a lot of work.
Okay. Go.
Yeah. Just get, I'm trying. It doesn't want to click. I think I've already looked at these.
It's
we did,
so cute.
It is a very cute device. It is very thick.
That's what she said.
See? It's your tools, not a feed.
Aww.
That's why. It's cool. You have your calendar.
And a calculator.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want it.
You should get it.
There's no reason why I should have it, but I really want it.
Because it has three dots on the back, and you want to figure out what those
I
are.
To know.
Yes, I do.
You need to figure out what that kebab's for.
Click on the what about for parents. Very what? Bottom one.
Oh. You're asking like all these questions.
Ah.
Is it waterproof?
Ooh, GPS tracking. Your kid's going to hate you if you do that.
She needs to be off of it because addiction to smartphones is like crack without the benefits.
You let the you let the external
to crack.
Well, you let the it, what our phones have done is they, it's let the external things guide our life instead of letting us.
Yes.
You know, we that's why you turn off certain features. You can still have these apps. You just let them use them for what you want to use them for.
Do you have but does she have an iPhone?
Yeah, she has an iPhone.
You could turn on screen time.
Hmm. Wait, which version? What OS? Cuz that's a different story. If you're too far back, you don't have
How
screen
old is
time.
The phone?
It's a 6. Plus,
it should have. She should, and you have it updated all the way.
I believe so.
Okay, then yeah,
so.
It'll have screen time.
Okay, well then I need to do that because she's getting out of control.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. iOS 12 because iOS 13 is the beta. iOS 12 had it because I've had it enabled for like a year now.
But it, what about the parental feature of it?
It doesn't matter. You can just say for social media, which is what YouTube counts as.
What actually, if you're using Safari? Because I deleted the YouTube.
Safari actually. Safari is, you can control that. If you have Chrome or Firefox installed, you can't control it as much.
Okay, so I should, can you delete Safari?
You
no.
You can disable it, I think.
You may be.
I should just do that. Because, like, she had the YouTube Kids app, but then figured out she could just Google YouTube.
Well, I think screen time has actually gotten good enough to recognize the website.
No, it can, on Safari.
Okay.
That's why I said that.
Okay.
On Firefox or Chrome, it can't because it doesn't have access to that data.
Actually, with Firefox, so version 70 that's coming out is also supposed to fix a lot of the slowness issues and battery eating features. Mm-hmm. And 69 that's currently out there, everybody, has all the cookie blocking and do not track and where people websites put on things that eat your CPU so they can crypto mine.
Oh.
They're actually shutting those off, too, good. For... So we don't have issues.
Even if you can't like figure out how to do all that, though, you can at the very least, for like social media or for media consumption stuff, you set a time limit. After that, they have to put in a passcode.
Nice. Okay, well, you're going to have to show me how to do that.
Okay. And then for, like, texting counts as a social media app, so if you want them to be able to respond, I think you have to basically exclude it.
I broke it.
Yeah, you did. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed
your phone. Your phone. Remember, don't spend any money, but if you spend $350, definitely want to see this. Just write it off. Tax here. It's a business expense. You're talking about newsworthy.
I could buy an iPad with that, though.
Oh. Well, you could give that to me, too.
No. The only thing I might give to you is that Android drive, or not Android drive, the Madam A Auto. I almost said it.
The Echo Auto? I know, I hate its name, because it's the name of the device is what its triggered name is.
Yeah. Well, so is the dot.
The Echo Dot?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, it can trigger it, because that is a command word it will respond to, if you have it set up that way.
Yeah,
same with computer. Computer, pause. Sorry if you have your set to computer.
Or you watch too much Star Trek.
Ah, man. I miss Star Trek.
I guess it is 25 down from 50. So, for people who don't know, it is the Echo Auto. It is not the other name.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I know. I just realized that. Like, huh.
But yeah, if you get an email that says you can now buy this.
Or if you... So, basically, if you signed up to join the beta a year ago.
Yeah. And now, and if you still have interest.
Yes.
Then you can buy. You could buy this thing. But if you don't have interest, kind of like me, then you can look at it and be like, well, that could have been cool. I find it interesting how on here, like, just look for the word CarPlay. Okay, well, let's go back up. Sorry. It's one word, CarPlay. So, it says right here.
Which one are you looking
for? What does it say?
There's three.
It says it works best on cars that don't, it's this one right here. It works best on cars that don't have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. The reason why they say that, like, it'll still work, but I think they say that because there's basically no point.
Yes.
Because your car can do all this with less hassle.
Honestly, your phone can do a lot of this stuff. That's why I'm like, my phone, because you have to provide this thing internet.
Well, you actually, I think you just Bluetooth it, that's all.
I'm still providing it internet.
I agree.
Yeah, because I have Amazon Unlimited on my phone, and I just Bluetooth to whatever. Like,
yeah.
The music
this,
and all that?
This wouldn't give you anything. The only benefit you'd have of this is it's just there. You don't have to worry about, you don't have to fuss with setting it up.
Do you have to have a hotspot to make it work?
No, I don't think so. Or, I think it just uses Bluetooth.
But I mean, like, what's the point if you have the app, the Amazon Unlimited app on your phone?
Exactly.
And it already does it. Like,
or,
I don't get it.
Or any other music app.
That's why they're saying that if you have the Android Auto or the Apple CarPlay, that doesn't... They don't say that it doesn't make sense to get it, but they basically say that in what they have.
Or like
there.
Any car that accepts Bluetooth, you can play anything through.
Or
that.
A cassette adapter or aux cable if you still roll that way.
So here's something else. If you're looking at this page, people are buying this. What is this page missing?
I know what it is.
Oh, he knows. I already told him a while ago.
I already know, too.
Do you know, Anna?
Were you paying attention earlier?
The pre-podcast?
Go scroll down. We'll make it apparent.
That's actually kind of... It should be right there.
There.
Should be probably right about there, actually.
Oh. I never look in that spot. I just scroll down to the bottom.
Oh. It's all at the bottom? Oh, I guess there is.
It is.
Oh, you mean that thing right there?
Yeah, the thing that says no customer reviews.
They shut off customer reviews on this device because people were giving it 0 stars.
No, they were giving it 1 because you can't give 0.
They wish they could give it 0.
They do.
They were saying 1 star and then saying, I wish I could give this a 0.
Yes.
Or negative stars.
Interesting.
Negative.
So, after a year of it being in beta, people are finally able to buy it, supposedly, if they want to. I guess not supposedly. You're able to buy it.
Like, I could see this maybe being sort of, kind of, maybe useful, but... Like, when I had my Subaru, probably would have got it.
Yeah.
just because triggering the voice assistant on that when it was connected over Bluetooth, it timed out before Siri ever got back to me.
See, I got,
because that was Subaru's fault.
I put a pop socket on my car, and I just play everything through my Bluetooth through my phone.
Yeah, that works. But
I guess you're tempted to just get it to see.
Was it the Anchor little Bluetooth thing?
If you want it, I can buy it and then just give it to you. Because
you
have to request
it.
Access. And then you can pay me back if you really want to.
It's $25.
That's normally $50.
It should be worth one.
I think it would be a pain. It would just not be worth actually doing.
We'll think about it.
It's for research.
We might review this.
Maybe I'll get it.
If we get this, we'll talk about it. And
same with the phone.
Yeah. Anthony's going to spend $375.
For science, Bill.
For science.
Science, yo.
That means something else on Reddit, right?
What?
Science, yo? Like,
for science?
That's for science.
Oh, usually it means that you're doing something questionable.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I need those photos for science.
I was thinking of Breaking Bad. Science, yo.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen very much of it either.
I watched the first episode, maybe second, and I just...
Then you already know the term.
Oh.
He's like, science, yo. And he's like, fist bump.
Oh, was that right at the beginning?
Yeah, it was pretty much straight off the bat.
I heard there was going to be a Breaking Bad movie coming out, like, fairly soon.
I don't know.
I'm not
sure. You're going to have to research that, because I haven't.
I'll have to.
Did you put that in the show notes?
The movie?
No, the drive.
I guess I could do that.
Drive, auto, whatever you want to call it.
Do you guys watch, I always say it wrong, the Downton Abbey show?
I don't.
It's like this British show.
I know it exists.
I started watching it, but I also couldn't get into that one. But that's also coming out in theaters, a movie, which is weird.
So,
like,
so
everybody's doing that, like Walking Dead. Yeah.
Rick's coming back just for the movie.
Oh, so weird.
Wonder if they can bring back Coral.
That kills people. That's the wrong thing, I know, but...
Well, Coral's dead.
Yeah, I know, but...
Did you say Coral's dead?
Coral's dead.
Okay, for a second I thought we went to Nemo.
No.
I'm like, that's depressing.
I mean,
poor
it's
Nemo.
Happening too.
We're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back.
Dun, dun, dun!
And we found the Breaking Bad movie, which is now in the show notes.
El Camino?
Yeah, it looks like it comes out this year in 2019. El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie.
You put it in weird. I just realized.
That's also what she said.
Ah.
Bah, bah, bah. El Camino.
It says it's a film sequel 6 years after the series ended.
Interesting.
So he drove away at the end of Breaking Bad to show up in the Need for Speed to then show back up in this one.
Need for Speed.
Yeah, he drove off at the very end of Breaking Bad and then he was in Need for Speed.
Like the game?
The movie.
You mean Fast and Furious?
No, Need for Speed.
There was a Need for Speed movie?
Yes, there was.
How did I not know this?
I don't know.
I used to love that game.
How dare you not know this?
Or is it one of those game? Is it because it was based off of a game? It sucks.
It's a Need for Speed movie.
I've never seen it, so I could not.
Is it based off of a game, or is it just called Need for
Speed? It's totally based off of the game.
So does that mean it sucks?
You've got to watch it and then let us know, you dork.
Well, the way that because he knew about it, I thought he watched it.
I know he's in it.
Oh.
Looks like it came out in 2014.
What's the score on it? Yeah, 6 out of 10. 6.5 out of 10.
22 on Rotten Tomatoes. That means it's the greatest movie ever. 95% of the people like the movie.
What movie is it when they're like, I got a need for speed? What is that?
Probably Need for Speed?
No. Wait, maybe it's Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, you're
is
right.
Is it Top Gun?
You're right. It is.
Okay.
Google it.
You know it's Top Gun.
I'm going to Google it.
It's going to be in Top Gun Maverick.
I didn't realize
Rami Malek played in Need for Speed.
For Speed. What?
Rami Malek. He played in Need for Speed.
He was also in...
Oh, that girl was in there too?
Twilight movie.
Oh, I totally keep on forgetting that too.
Yeah, he was the like Egyptian...
Yeah.
Vampire that could control the elements.
Yes. The only reason I really
like
know.
Twilight, Anna. Guess stop what? Looking at me.
Guess what?
Yeah. Sky's really pink and we're all colorblind.
It's not gun. From. Oh, I said that already.
I know.
No. I know. Rami Malek. I know him from Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Their last season is coming up. Excited. So this movie has a lot of good actors in it. I mean, it probably sucks.
But it got the 90...
95% with people. That like, means the...
It's just a thumbs up.
Well, it means...
Oh, wait, but it only has 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, it's because the average person... So those are the critic scores. Those are the official scores. Come on, look at movies like Justice League and... What's the other really extreme ones? I think actually Guardians even has that. The, like, critic terrible rating, user high rating.
You know where a movie that had a good or bad ratings on critics and bad ratings out for people?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know if that's a movie here or not.
It is a movie. There's okay. Also a sequel to it.
Well, so it's like Sharknado.
The one about the tire?
Sharknado?
What? No, there's like a movie about a tire.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what it's called.
No, the movie.
I thought we were still guessing.
No, okay, sorry.
Huh? Are you trying to say The Meg?
No.
I haven't even watched that. So.
It's a show that someone who used to be on the podcast really loves, and I will 100% refuse that it's a good movie every time.
Them?
No. Who used to say? Who used to use the microphone that Sarah's on?
Dude, you're talking about... Avatar, The
yes.
Last Airbender?
The Last Airbender.
I've never seen that movie.
You don't? Did you watch Avatar?
The cartoon?
I dabbled.
I can lend you the movie if you ever have time and you'd like to watch it. Yes.
But I'm annoyed at it because I don't know how many times I've ranted about this on this podcast, but I will do it again.
Don't do it. What about Blue Avatars?
No, Blue Avatar was good.
Okay, although I like that one too.
You,
you don't like it?
We will get back to that later.
I actually agree with Ted.
I almost jumped across the table.
That side of things.
Don't
the last
Anthony.
Airbender movie I enjoyed.
I did not because it went, if it's a movie based off of a book and they get the pronunciation wrong because you had it different in your head, that's fine. But they got the pronunciation on multiple names wrong in the movie when it was based off a TV show.
Maybe.
And they messed up the timeline. They extended it to 3 years instead of a whole summer.
An English TV show?
And.
They did.
You know how on Firebend, yes.
They have several books.
But I mean, like, were they saying them right in the movie, but in the show they were saying them wrong? And
no,
so your mind.
It was based off of a show. The movie was based off the TV show. They said them wrong in the movie. And the kicker is they actually said them right sometimes in the movie. Mm-hmm. They weren't consistent.
Maybe it was just the dialect of person speaking. Because I don't say.
Instead of Sokka, it was Soko, or instead of Iroh, it was Iroh.
Mm.
And, Ong.
And instead of Aang, it was Ong.
Aang.
And then, last thing, so firebenders in the movie, like in the TV show, they can just bend fire whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain circumstances where they can't, but anyways. In the movie, they had to pull from a fire source, like just from something that was just burning fire.
Mm.
And then whenever... Iroh decided to go all like ham and get all beast mode. He was able to just start firebending from nothing, and they were all freaked out, even though that was normal in the show. All right, rant off.
So, Sarah, if you want to watch the live action, we have the live action one, or if you want to watch the entire animated series, we also have the full collection of the animated series.
It's a good show.
Which I will.
Is an excellent show.
I started watching the animated series a long time ago, and I liked it, but then then the Fire Nation attacked or something.
That's like
that happens a lot.
I know.
That happened like
isn't that
at
what
the
they say in the beginning,
Of the show? Yeah.
That's why I said that because I don't know why I didn't finish. No. I think I started going back to school like a loser. But
Anthony's not done with his rant.
He seemed dumb. He said
no.
He's not done
with his rant.
Oh god.
Well,
they're doing a sequel. Yes, I forgot about that.
I'd watch that.
Is like, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong
yes.
directing it?
Supposedly.
I'm upset.
Well, actually, if it happens, I think it's got in the hiatus. I think Bill and Ted's bogus, excellent journey is going to come out first, along with The Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Yes, The Matrix is getting a sequel.
That's cool. I loved The Matrix.
So did I. I ranted last week about how the third one ended, but yeah, we won't go into that again.
The soundtrack was... Amazing.
I don't remember it that much.
I just remember like it sounded awesome because my parents got me a radio with a subwoofer, and there's like one song with Rob Zombie, and it just like shook the house. So when I was really upset with my parents, I would turn it up really loud.
It was a good soundtrack.
And they knew. They knew I was upset because the house was shaking.
I prefer The Last Airbender movie over the Netflix like mix of like certain things like Death Note and...
Well,
I didn't mind
a lot
Death
of cartoons
Note.
Made into live action are not that good. Maybe that's just it. Cartoons into live action are not good.
No, and Netflix, their take on a lot of these animes is really bad because it just tries to condense everything. Full Metal Alchemist, have you guys watched that?
No, I didn't because it was got really bad reviews and I didn't want to be disappointed.
Ted and I first started watching that like 10, 15 minutes into it, turned it off, and then like a month or two later, we tried to sit down and we actually finally finished it. Oh. And it was very terrible because they condensed such
you
a long
didn't
story
like
into one thing.
The Death Note one, I liked it, but it wasn't I dislike these, you know, like, okay, Disney's been doing an okay job at their cartoons one-on-one, their absolute perfect remake. But the Death Note one was not a perfect remake. It was a version of, and mm-hmm. they did a good job at its version. So when you walk into these, you can't go, I'm going to watch the same thing, but as a live action. And that's what was so bad about the M. Night Shyamalan one, is it tried to take an entire season and shove it into a two-hour movie, and they shouldn't have.
That's what I think is the problem with Netflix as well, as far as the remakes of the animes, is they take an entire series and condense it into like 90 minutes, and it just does not do it justice. And so, yeah, I don't think it's done very well. Death Note, like the Japanese version, if you actually have like the three different movies that I've seen.
Only three?
It's in the same collection. It's the same set of actors that they actually have, but they actually take the Death Note stories, and it's very much like what the comics and the anime are actually kind of set up as.
I think I remember watching a series once.
A series?
Of an unfortunate event about a Death Note.
Did you guys ever watch Aeon?
Aeon Flux? Yes, Aeon Flux.
Yeah, Aeon. The movie that came out in 2005, did you like it?
Oh.
Charlize Theron.
I watched the movie.
I never watched the show on MTV.
I watched the show. They were just a bunch of shorts. They were part of Liquid Television.
Anthony's too little.
I watched a couple episodes of the anime. And then I did watch the movie.
I liked the movie, but I don't know anything
the
about it.
The movie was a different take.
I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah,
I did
too.
It wasn't actually all that bad. And also, like, even a different series, Ghost in the Shell, they ended up making a movie out of that. And I think that they actually did pretty well as far as...
I actually liked that movie.
...casting the characters really well.
Then again, I didn't watch the anime until after.
No, I felt like that was a very much almost a one-on-one, just like the original movie that came out. The anime. Did you guys watch the original anime?
I didn't watch the movie.
See, yeah, they were very much like a Disney style.
So it was
a
remake.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, did you guys talk about Lion King?
No.
How me and Anthony went and saw it?
No. You guys haven't talked about it?
Because this is the...
Oh, yeah, this is the first time I've been back since we went.
So talk about it. How is this cartoon into a live action?
You go first, Anthony.
Okay. So, it was pretty good overall. In the cartoon, in the original movie... There's a lot of facial expressions. Those weren't at all in the movie for the most part. Like, you can get like happy, or like if they're angry, you can see that. But the funny moments are just gone.
Aww.
And
not
whenever
always.
They were, I know, but whenever they had like the bait scene where Timon and Pumbaa were bait, and they had the luau part, that wasn't in there.
Aww.
There was a version of that, and they did sing something else. But it wasn't like it. And I understand why they didn't do it, because you're not going to be able to do that with a live action and still make it seem.
Yeah,
because
where would a warthog get a bikini? Wait.
It's a
CG bikini.
Wait, it wasn't him.
It was Timon who had
Timon,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Timon could possibly have pulled that off, but it just, like, the movements that they made in the cartoon wouldn't translate to the live action
To a live action cartoon,
but it wouldn't have looked good, like natural at all.
Yeah.
And like some of the stuff they were doing wasn't natural.
I was like, animals talking isn't natural in the first place.
But you can kind of forgive that, because other stuff has done in the past. Like, it's not new at this
point. Did good facial expressions in The Jungle Book.
I mean, I know, like, they can do it. It's just, you're not going to get it as much.
It's not as animated.
Yeah.
It's not digitally cartoonish.
No. I kind of wish they would have made it a little more cartoony, but. Yeah,
personally, but.
Let me tell you, I almost fell asleep.
Oh, did you?
I was really tired, but I thought it was pretty good. But it didn't hit me like I thought it was going to. Like, I was super excited for it. And then I was like, it's like almost exactly word for word the same movie, which I knew going in, but I don't know why I didn't know that.
Well, and that's Rafiki why isn't as crazy. You know?
I liked Rafiki. I think he's what made the movie. And
he,
like,
he wasn't as crazy, and that kind of made me sad.
Oh.
That's why I'm kind of excited about Mulan.
I'm excited to see Mulan.
They're changing things.
Yeah.
The general story is still there. Yeah, but the general story is still there. So this is going to be an interesting take on... Yeah. An older story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be different, which will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would, if I could tell people what to do for The Lion King, I would not go see it. I would just like maybe rent it from Redbox.
Yeah. There's been a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really liked The Jungle Book.
Did you watch what's the boy's name?
Mowgli.
Mowgli. Do you watch Mowgli?
No, because my sister said there was something in it that would like scar me for life, so I didn't watch it.
Oh.
Interesting.
I liked it.
Apparently I'm a sensitive viewer because people tell me that all the time. Don't watch this. You'll be scarred.
I haven't watched that movie either.
It's on Netflix.
I haven't watched it either. I watched The Jungle Book.
Is it good?
Yeah. I liked it.
Jungle, so to be clear, Jungle Book was Disney's and Mowgli was somebody else's, right?
Yeah, Mowgli.
Netflix, wasn't it?
No, it's, who did, Smeagol?
Lord of the Rings?
No. The actor.
Andy Serkis.
Yes. This is Andy Serkis's.
Oh, like, I didn't know he was a director or a writer or whatever.
He
called that producer.
Everyone's doing whatever they want to do now.
It's 2019.
Hey, if Captain America can direct, and, you know, why not?
All right.
Of course, he's like, what, 98 now?
I don't think I will.
That one.
It's semi-spoilerish, so don't worry about it.
I'm sad because that reminded me of Spider-Man.
Oh, so apparently negotiations are happening again.
I'm not surprised.
What?
So there was issue. Disney was going like, we can't support this. Spider-Man's no longer part of MCU. Yeah, I know. If you watch Spider-Man, that's very interesting and difficult to even pull off now.
Because they've made him owner of... spoilers part again. Spoilers for the next, 2 minutes. They made him the owner of Stark Industries. Because Tony Stark. Have you seen
I've seen Endgame? It. I thought we saw it together.
Endgame.
We didn't go see that?
No.
Have you seen Endgame?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen Spider-Man?
No.
Far From Home?
No.
Okay. So there's just a lot that happened that kind of ties him into the MCU heavily. And now they're just like...
But Disney doesn't want him?
I don't know.
Contract negotiations ended up going through, and they didn't want to deal with it.
And
so
Sony was saying that Disney wasn't being fair, which is 100% not.
It's not doubtful. Disney's big, and they're throwing around their weight, and then Fox or Sony's like,
But it's not about the actor.
No.
It's just about other things. Okay.
No.
People love him.
He'll, even if he's not part of the MCU anymore, they'll still make Spider-Man movies. I don't know that they'll be as interesting anymore, but...
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It depends. There's a lot of stories they can use.
Like, he's a really good Spider-Man.
Okay, so, he's a good Spider-Man and a good Peter Parker.
Yes.
Like, Tobey Maguire was a really, really good Spider-Man. And then that other kid, what's his name?
I don't know.
I never watched the second
reboot.
Andrew
Garfield. He was a really good Peter Parker, but not a really good Spider-Man, in my opinion. Yeah. But then... Oh my gosh, why can I not remember his name? Tom?
Tom Hardy?
No. Hiddleston. No. Freak, there's so many
Toms. Wow, no, Tom Hardy is Venom, which also apparently is being tied into the Spider-Man universe.
But anyway, the new... Oh my gosh, what is his name? Tom Holland, yes.
There, yeah.
He's good at being Spider-Man and Peter Parker, which I feel like the prior two actors were not good at being both. So, that's my 2 cents.
I just recently read an article about the difference between... like the Spider-Mans of the past and like Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man. And so, like, the other two actors, when they were actually doing Spider-Man, it just kind of went through the actual story of Peter Parker and Aunt May and Uncle Ben. But now that they kind of brought out this version of Spider-Man, it's actually a different take on it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of more, it's kind of fresh and new, and it's not something that people are usually used to seeing, just because they don't actually go back and retell the story where he was with his aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
And just kind of branched out from there.
Well, I think they had to, because people wouldn't want that. Although Into the Spider-Verse was really good, and they kind of go into it like really quickly. But that one's really, I really like that one.
That was animated too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still need to watch it.
But, you know, people are embracing new things.
At least as far as media goes. What happened?
She's segueing.
Oh,
that's how you segue.
I ruined the segue.
Thanks.
Old people embracing new things. Well, what else do you do when you retire?
Is that a 3DS?
It's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, garden, yell at kids for walking on your yard.
Or, you know, get a Skyrim, be an 85-year-old with a Skyrim account. And
Scream.
And Twitch it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grandpa gaming.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, there's actually Twitch and Mixer, actually, along with, like, so we'll go on to the another side one. But old people, what do? They're bored, they're tired, they get online. One person's been playing Skyrim for a while, and Bethesda's like, oh yeah, we'll you're gonna be Hall of Fame and all this other fun stuff. We're gonna do. Other people are actually playing online MOBAs and doing really well and making like lots of money off of it.
I can't even imagine if my grandparents were still alive. None of them are. Them doing that.
I can.
Yours?
If my grandpa was, he would totally. We gave him a Game Boy, and then he went from Game Boy to computer to, like, if he was still in, he saw off first part of his fingers, so he'd be playing with his other fingers. But
that's funny. My grandma, who's still alive, she plays games like this. Like, it's most not like this, but
so like that. Well, still. Gramps.
Mm-hmm.
83-year-old, 700,000 YouTube subscribers.
Aww.
Playing Skyrim.
Shirley Curry is her name?
Yeah.
Aww. That's cute. Yeah, my grandpa would have me come over and, like, I just had to, like, restart his computer and he thought I was a magician. So I don't think he'd be able to, and I, like, you know, to change from, like, one input on the TV was magic. I had to write notes for him, so.
She started with Civilization 2.
Oh, that's cute.
Exactly.
That's so cute.
What's great about Skyrim is just to keep making it.
I love Skyrim.
Actually, I've gotten back into ESO again.
Are you actually in it this time?
I have a guild
Ooh.
Mansion thing that I'm working on filling up because no
Do
one else is in my
in
guild.
Your... Oh.
Is it the Lollipop Guild?
No, it's the Geeks of Wired Guild.
Ah.
Did you really need to call it that?
Yes, I totally did.
Oh, nice.
So maybe if people find it, they can try to join.
Find it.
Can you
join
actually...
It.
So in ESO, you can make guilds with just one person?
Well, okay.
Because in WoW, you need like 3 or 4 people to sign your like charter.
Yeah, I think you can create it, but you can't have a guild market. Mm. And I think the bank may be something else. Like, you have to have X amount of people. And yeah, there's other people in it that just don't play.
Because the guild in my on my main World of Warcraft character, the leader hasn't been active for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And so it finally gave us the option to just take over leadership. I think I'm the only one left on it.
Ah. Did you take over leadership then?
No.
I bet if you logged in, you could.
Huh?
I bet if you logged in, you could.
I know, I could. I just haven't. Because nice. I haven't played. I only played the 2 days. Like 3 weeks ago. I need to cancel the subscription before renews.
See, that's what I like about ESO. I just buy the expansions and then I just play whenever I feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then it, I'm not going to say it.
No. Okay, so the other one, the other big thing though, is, have you heard of the player ninja?
No.
So he went from Twitch to Microsoft's Mixer.
What is that?
It's Twitch, but by Microsoft. So instead of it being Amazon's or YouTube, so you have Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. And I'm sure there's so many more, but those are the big ones that I care about right now.
I mean, would you even call Microsoft's big right now? Or is it just
he
big?
Has 2 million followers on it.
Okay, he does.
But if he exists on it,
yeah,
he has made it big. That's why Microsoft paid to have him brought over. Twitch or Amazon or whoever you want was actually so mad they put ads, like, you know, adult ads and all this other stuff on it. And they're like, oh, we didn't mean to do that. Sorry, we'll shut down this channel officially now. Yeah. That's
shady.
Oh, they were totally caught and that was not good.
People these days.
Actually, respect. I just realized that does kind of go into Amazon.
More segues.
More segues.
I'll ruin this one too.
Okay, ruin it.
RNG, random number generator.
Okay, that works.
Okay.
What?
He wants to ruin
this. Oh, dang it, that's ring. I didn't see the eye.
He did ruin it.
You did. I was like, okay, go with that. Random number generator is almost a ring.
Oh, I've heard of this. Okay.
Okay. So we were talking about this at school. And basically, so you know what ring is, right? Like the doorbell. And it records people.
It's the sound the doorbell makes.
Yes.
and bells.
So
and
you
phones.
Can pay for this doorbell that videos basically all the time. And Amazon had some sort of some contract with them where they were using it, but like 1/3 of the people that it was recognizing black people, it was misgendering them. So it was misgendering from female to male, like 1/3 of the people. And they know that it's racist.
Oh, and sexist.
And sexist, because it's, you know,
It has problems. The only people that it's really good at telling what they look like and who they are is white males.
White males, which is interesting because who was it created by?
A bald white guy.
White males. So, but anyway, this is really interesting. You should read the article.
Not that I'm defending this, but...
But let me defend it.
No. So this has been a problem with the tech for a long time. Like, even back whenever people were developing film, the films were developed to work with white people. If you took a picture of someone who was darker at all, they wouldn't develop right because they had the pigment, like the actual film wasn't designed to work that way.
Okay, so if you go back farther before film and you look at daguerreotypes, though.
Look at what?
Look, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So a daguerreotype is like how a photo was originally created.
Yeah.
That could capture everything. Yeah. Everything.
No, I know. So, I know. I'm not saying like it was built that way just because that was their test group. I don't think they did it on purpose. They just didn't know.
Or like, they didn't care.
It could have been that too.
But and that's what this feels like. It's just like, you know, racism like, yeah, keeps happening over and over again.
Their test group just didn't include it, or they just didn't like it didn't include it because they either didn't care or they just didn't think about it. Sometimes people just don't think about it, but I'm probably, on this case, they were thinking, well, the majority of our customers are probably going to be white, so...
It's daguerreotype. Right there.
Like the kind that took a long time to develop?
Mm-hmm.
But was really good?
Yeah, it's like so beautiful.
You can't smile.
Well, I mean, you could, you just have to hold it forever.
That means you're crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, they use mercury... Oh, I can't say mercury.
You just said it.
Mercury fumes.
Yeah, you just said it.
I tried really hard. That's one word I can't say. But anyway.
Mercury.
Okay. But anyway, yeah. So I call BS on that because anything can be made better to include anything.
I'm just saying that's what happens.
But you guys should read about it because like there's contracts with law enforcement and they're trying to use it because if so it's subsidized like through law enforcement because so it's like what you like you pay $500 to get this ring installed, but then like people are like it's kind of expensive, but if you're getting like tax rebates and stuff
or is it given because they work with police local police departments that give it out. Yes. And then you also are introduced into the ecosystem.
Yeah, so they're Amazon's basically paying police departments to give these out to people. And then, but then it's like, if everyone on your street has it, then they have like a live feed. But also but then the racial thing that comes back in is, are they going to like misconstrue this? You know, I don't know. Maybe we're getting into deep, wrong one. But
no. Okay. Actually, I jumped. Hole. Yeah. I jumped ahead a little bit. So you can, it's also part of their neighbor. Have you heard of a neighbors app?
Mm-mm.
It's the one where you get the postcards in the mail because your neighbors send it to you. And the only way to sign up is that. So it goes, yes, you actually are the person who lives here because you use the code that was sent to your mailbox to sign up.
Mm.
Well, it's owned by Amazon. It also integrates with Ring. And the idea is it's the best thing and the worst thing for security because, if you are part of the Ring network, you can see, is there problems going on in the neighborhood? But you also have to be part of it, and it also kind of cuts out a lot of privacy and stuff like that.
And when they're doing these like programs through the police department, you like sign a contract saying like, yes, you can use my footage or whatever for anything. So it gets kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Like the things that are happening in the world right now that aren't like science fiction anymore.
Which is, you're supposed to be able to opt out, but it's obviously auto on. So you have to go in and turn it off. They're also including the show notes. The police departments that are getting information from Ring cameras. There are certain departments, I'm sure this is about a week old actually, so there could be changes. But there's
a lot in Florida, holy crap.
Yeah,
we need a lot in Florida because, you know, you read the Florida Man things.
Well, then you can see the hurricane. You can see the Dorian, which pictures of Dorian are getting older, but Dorian itself is actually quite young.
Dorian Gray.
Yeah. I just did my famous last words, and it was super smart.
I
didn't
get it.
So along with that, also, Amazon wants your handprint so you can pay with your Whole Foods or pay at Whole Foods with just your hand, and it doesn't recognize it by like most places where like the phones or anything where it identifies the lines.
Or like
it's
the Avanti
actually
market where it gets your thumbprint.
Yeah, it's actually like
your hand.
Real life. Well, it's your hand, but it's also a 3D print of your hand. So actually, your indents on your indents on your fingerprints and everything. It actually is recognizing that.
So what happens if you get like a bunch of calluses on your hand,
or your thumb gets chopped off?
You probably have to tell.
Or you get your finger burned really badly.
Or you're a citrus farmer.
Yeah.
Then
never mind.
Then the police can't find you.
They come up. Huh. Amazon is taking over the world.
They're trying to.
It's crazy.
They're everything from A to Z, just like their logo is. Did you ever notice that with their logo?
Yeah.
It's from the A to
the
Z.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Things you cannot unsee now.
You can't unsee it.
Yes. And the only reason I care about any of Amazon's products is Amazon's freaking out about Roku being put on everything. They're trying to outdo everybody, and Amazon has a...
I can't believe they're still pursuing Fire TV.
I know. Well, they have the Fire TV Cube, which has an RF, not RF, IR, infrared, like your remotes, and voice control, and a hexa-core processor? Yeah, hexa-core processor.
So it's got an octopus processor.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yes, no. Exactly. 8 microphones, but you put it in the middle of your room.
Hey, that's how many microphones are on the Echo Auto.
Yay.
Actually, it might be 7.
And this is actually way more, way more useful to me.
What's the intent?
The intent is you say, turn on my TV, and it turns on your TV without needing a Harmony Hub or some other random device.
And is there a command that you have to say before it?
Yeah, you just say on. Yeah, you're just like, yo, Madam A, on.
Computer.
Madam A, on.
Computer, TV on. See, right now, my Echoes and my Googles go through a third device that goes through the Harmony Hub that finally turns on the TV. Though, also, the Xbox, Cortana's dead apparently on the Xbox.
Like dead?
I had to...
Like, did they kill it?
They I had to use it. I said Cortana, and it was like, no. And I'm like, okay. So I had to
get... It said no?
It said no.
Did it really say no?
Well, the text on the screen said no.
Oh.
So I had to revert it back to the command Xbox, which kind of sucks because that doesn't have the hey in front of it. Mm-hmm. You just say Xbox on or stuff like that and just does its stuff. But I had to also turn on integration on my Echoes so I could say turn on the Xbox and it goes, got it, done. And then I can pause and, you know, I'm back to, because my Kinect is giving me problems.
Hmm.
But.
First world problems.
I know. Well, considering I've been,
you get used to it and then it goes away.
Microsoft, I was in on the Kinect from like day one.
Ah.
I've had a Kinect since 360 and I was like, yay, Microsoft, run. Why do you fail so bad and everyone just passed you?
Yeah, I mean, even Sony passed him.
I was like so sad.
And Sony's isn't even that good.
Well, it mostly mean the voice command stuff.
Oh.
The assistants.
Like, Sony kind of has that, but they didn't really put that much effort into it because they realized that nobody really uses it. So.
Yeah, theirs.
Yeah. It's because they want to be a game console.
Yeah.
They focused on that, and then Xbox is like, we want to be your entertainment system.
So.
Which is why we have an HDMI input that no one uses.
This, on the other hand, though. $119.
Unless you're in Canada, and then it's $149.99.
Yes.
And in the U.S., it's $119.99, so it's $120.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
You said $119.
Okay. 99 cents.
99 cents.
And you can buy it with the Ring doorbell, too. Not just additionally, but the number two.
Oh,
the second
when
gen.
You said that, I was like, you can buy it using the Ring doorbell too?
Why not?
But no, you meant, I was like, they included the system on that?
So you get for $249, $70 off, you can get the police to monitor your stuff unless you go into the settings and turn it off. Then there's soundbars and there's stuff, but I'm like,
Why? I'm trying to figure out what the soundbar would be for.
Like, music?
I know what it's for. But, like, if, what features it would include, or if it's just branded.
Probably pretty much just branded.
I wonder what product they're rebranding, because I don't think they made their own.
Oh.
But maybe they did.
They're...
Because, I mean, they do have the Fire Cube.
It's the Fire TV Edition branded products to challenge Roku's. Because they hate Roku, because Roku is very, inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And include everybody?
Inclusive.
Yeah, I was like, that's right.
They're including everybody, and everybody's including...
This is weird, actually, that you're only getting... With the TV, you only get... Oh, you're getting... No, you only get 90-day trial of Amazon Music. Because you get... You don't get
an unlimited trial. You get a Prime trial. Yeah. I never got a unlimited or Amazon Unlimited trial. I just got the Prime. Because the Prime is like... You can get access to most music.
No, there's Prime. But if you have the Echoes, you have unlimited... Same thing with Google. If you have their things, you have
if you trigger
music
from the Echo.
Yeah, it is only on that Echo or on that Google Cast, whatever. Yeah. Dot. Yeah.
I don't know because mine used to, like, when I would ask it to play music, it would only play, like, that station. So, like, I listened to The Head and the Heart and it would be, like, playing
yeah,
the radio
like
station.
Yeah,
3 months
ago, they opened it up.
Oh, well, okay. This was a long
time
ago. That
has been longer than
yeah.
that.
Maybe six. I don't know.
But now I have Amazon Unlimited, so.
I have, yeah. Well, I have the Google.
I have Pandora, and then I have Google. Hmm. That works for me.
That's too many. I looked at Amazon's, and I think I got their free trial. I was like, peace out.
I'm thinking about canceling the Pandora.
Because at least Google comes with YouTube and music until they finally decide what day to kill that on. And
I like,
probably never.
I like Amazon Music Unlimited because you can download music, and then once you download it, it's yours.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. If you went from Amazon Music Unlimited and went back to Prime Music, the music that you had downloaded, you get to keep. Mm-hmm. And if you, like, buy a CD or a vinyl, they'll automatic, it's called, like, automatic rip
yes.
or whatever.
No,
and,
I like that.
And they'll put it in your music or whatever. So, like, whenever I buy that kind of stuff for my kids or whatever.
I did like that.
I think that's pretty cool. So
you have a physical and a digital immediately.
Yeah.
And then you rip your CD and then you put it onto your Google Play account.
Until that goes away and then it's gone.
Yeah, eventually. So, I guess we should probably end it. So, famous last words.
Well, okay. Speaking of Amazon Fire, the Amazon is still on fire. So, you should look it up and if you can help, do what you can. Because the earth is important.
Amazon. One ring to rule them all.
I can't follow up with any of that now.
No, I got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
This Amazon's on fire! Aww.